The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some hesitated because they were uncertain. Jesus approached and spoke to them, saying, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and gather disciples from all nations by baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and by teaching them to keep all the instructions I've given you, and surely I am with you always until the end of the age." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Linda chose the hymns that we're singing today. She also made known her favorite Bible passage that I'd like to speak about. It was in our gospel reading. Jesus said, "Surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age." It is important to take into account when Jesus spoke these words to properly understand their meaning. They come at the very end of Matthew's gospel. In fact, they are the very last words of the book that the apostle Matthew wrote. So prior to this, Matthew had already written about many things that Jesus had done and said. He'd already told about Jesus' baptism and the miracles that he worked and the people that he healed and the teachings. The last several chapters of this book deal with just 1 week of time, and that is Holy Week. Jesus was arrested that week, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. And on the third day, he rose from the dead. And after that, he appeared to his disciples on many occasions, and the gospel reading that you heard this morning is one of those occasions, where he appeared to his disciples after he had risen from the dead. The resurrected Jesus appeared to the 11, because Judas Iscariot was no more by that time, on a mountain in Galilee. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but they weren't all so believing and certain as they would have liked to have been. These were strange and difficult times for the apostles. Then Jesus said this to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and gather disciples from all nations by baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and by teaching them to keep all the instructions that I've given you." And here's that verse, "And surely I'm with you always until the end of the age." Sometimes these words are called the Great Commission. And the reason why they're called that is because this is where Jesus says in a nice, summary way what he would like his disciples to do. He commissions them to make disciples by baptizing, by teaching. Then we have these words that Linda said were her favorite. "Surely I'm with you always," Jesus says, "until the end of the age." What these words indicate is that it is not as though Jesus was just handing the baton off to the disciples and says, "Okay, you guys take care of it now." No, as he commissions them, he also promises to be with them, both as they baptize and teach, as well as with those who receive these things that they are to do. And these things that they've been given to do, realize that they're unlike any other thing. Truly, there's nothing like these things that Jesus gives. Jesus' baptism is a washing of rebirth and renewal. It has divine power. Baptism communicates and delivers the forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as Jesus' own words promise and declare. For Jesus says, "Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned." Jesus' teachings also just aren't words or philosophies or even merely commandments. Jesus' words have life and healing in them. Just as Jesus was able to heal and save and raise from the dead simply by speaking, so also his words have just as much divine power today. They deliver what they say. Those who hear him when Jesus says that he is the good shepherd have a good shepherd, indeed. And those who hear and believe that he is the light of the world will never walk in darkness. Whoever lives and believes in him will never die. So when Jesus says to his disciples, "Surely I'm with you always, until the end of the age," it's not merely a matter of someone being near, or if someone holding one's own hand. This is the Son of God that we're talking about here. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him, and all that power and all that authority is directed toward the salvation of sinners. Sinners like Linda, sinners like you. The reason why God became man was so that he could suffer and die in the place of all sinners. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So these words that Linda appreciated, "Surely I'm with you always until the end of the age," have the greatest possible significance. It's more than we can think or even imagine. It's not a small presence, but an almighty presence. It's not a little aid just to help a little bit so that we can get through those difficult moments. Rather, it is absolutely everything. For what can possibly be greater than God? With his presence, he is strong to save. Having defeated death, the devil, and our sin, he helps us completely with his presence. The words he has spoken and continues to speak through his disciples give eternal life. It's important that we do not underestimate the significance of Jesus' presence as we consider all of Linda's life, but especially the last year and a half or so. If Jesus was present with just a little help, a little comfort, whereas the rest was up to her, then there wouldn't be much to thank and praise God for, as he's present. But if we understand Jesus as powerful, that he saves with baptism, that he saves with the word that is implanted in Christians' souls, then that's a totally different thing. Then it is like that old song goes, "I am weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me." Unfortunately, there wasn't hardly a single part of Linda's life that was left untouched by the disease she was afflicted with. It affected her physically and mentally and emotionally. Her strength grew steadily less and less in all those areas. This was hard to see for all who loved her. But don't you know that Jesus has loved her more than all of us combined? Jesus tells us what he's like in one of his parables. He says that when there's a shepherd who's lost one of his sheep, he goes and leaves the 99 behind, and he goes out and he finds that one poor, lost sheep until he finds it. Then he puts it on his shoulders, and he carries it back to the flock, rejoicing. We know from the Gospels that Jesus did not come to save those who are well and have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Linda became weaker. She became more dependent. But it is no trouble for our great physician. He came to seek and save the lost. Let us all apply these favorite words of Linda's also to ourselves today and going forward. According to Jesus' promise, he is most certainly with us here today. We are not making these things up that we've spoken about today. They are Jesus' own words. So surely Jesus is with us. And just like when Jesus appeared to the disciples on the mountain in Galilee, we might wonder if we should worship him. Matthew says that some doubted. They were living through difficult and dangerous times. We're living through difficult and dangerous times. This last year has been so difficult, especially for this family. Is Jesus strong enough to handle all this? I assure you that he is. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him. He was strong to save with his almighty presence for Linda. He will be the same for you. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you who are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Cast all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Then, through faith in Jesus, you will not fear, even though you should walk through the valley of the shadow of death, for he is with you. The peace of God that transcends all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen."